I'm over it. I'm over it. So, like I was saying, this is not even playing right now. But like I was saying, the whole flea in the jar thing, I just feel like I'm not supposed to be in my life right now. I just feel like I'm high, like, I can jump higher, and I know it, but all I know is the lid. So, the lid is basically in my way, and I'm just trying to figure out a way to get past the lid, when I know I can reach higher heights.
Okay, but why are you letting the lid get in the way?
It's the lid.
So?
I just feel like, well, here's another thing, too. Here's another thing. If every flea in the jar
knew that they could go higher.
Could go higher. That's my whole thing. That's what I was telling you. If we all jumped, we can knock the lid off. That's why everything always, like, it always goes back to everyone just working together. That's all it is. What makes you different from me? At the end of the day, you are a human first. I'm a human. She's a human. He's a human. We're all human. Now, we all come in different shapes, sizes, colors, everything else. But the core, we're human. So, why wouldn't you want to, like, I don't know. Like, why wouldn't you want to, like...
You gave me an example. I really liked it. It was... We're all the same on the inside. We're all humans, okay? So how come some people can do great in life and succeed and do all these amazing things and travel and do all the crazy things, but then, like, 95% of the world doesn't do it? So right now you're being that 95%, but you know you can do more, so why not? What makes you different from those people?
Yeah, nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing at all.
So why are you
nothing
scared?
At all. You know what, man? I've seen broke people travel the world.
Exactly.
It ain't about money. That's why I'm, I don't know, fear. That's the number one thing, fear. Fear of being successful. Fear of being great. I don't even think it's like the fear of being judged, to be honest with you.
Why do you fear being successful or being great?
Because I want to help everyone. So if I'm successful, that pushes me to help everyone.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
So why are you scared?
Because what if I can't?
What do you mean, what if I can't?
What if I can't help everyone? Like, I want to help everyone. I want to
help everyone, but you'll help someone. And to that someone... it'll make a big difference to their world. Because remember, everyone has their own little reality.
Well, what do you... Okay. I don't know. I could help a one person, and then they can help a person, and they can help a person. It could be a domino effect. But the impact has to be huge. But I guess the impact could be small, too, because there's people that go through life and they see something different that a person's done, and they just feel like they can do it. They didn't even have a contact with them. They didn't even say anything to them, but they saw them do it, and it could thrive them or hurt their story and, like, thrive them to do, I don't know. I guess that's the goal, the impact, to thrive. To push society, to push the mind.
And you don't need to be successful to improve someone's life. Just sitting down with someone, having a conversation back and forth.
What measures success? That too. I can contradict my damn self.
Hold
I guess.
On. So success. Everyone has their own definition of success.
Exactly.
What's your definition of success?
Impacting a lot
Impact
of people.
Impact to them in what way?
Life-changing impacts. I want to do that to multiple people, not just this one person. That's how I know I succeed. When I've changed multiple people's lives, and I'm not talking about the little small things like, oh, he told me to drink water every day. Guess what? I'm going to drink water every day. That's like, it can become a big effect, but I'm just saying, like, I'm going to drink water more. You know? I'm talking about, like, something that grows within and it's contagious. I wanted to, like, push. I wanted to push them or push them, their kids, their cousins, their family, their friends. Like,
I know exactly what you should do.
What?
You should become a motivational, like a life coach.
No, that's
no, no, that's exactly
no,
what you want.
No, no, that's not.
Yes,
it.
You
that's
just
not
said
it.
Your definition of success is helping someone else improve their life. That's a life coach. You can call it something else if you don't like the title life coach.
I don't know. Not it. I don't know what it is. I just feel
like a motivational speaker.
Right here is motivation for your ass. I feel like if you, like for you for instance, you're already doing what you wanted to do, what's stopping you from expanding? So I feel like you're narrow right now. What's like stopping you from expanding your thought process? Since you think I'm gonna see what I can do
well,
with you.
Well, actually, I have a really big goal. So, I opened up my salon two, three months ago, right? Now, my next goal is in 2 years, open up a really nice place in Carmel. After that, I want to start basically a franchise. I know it's crazy.
No, it's not crazy.
But,
oh, I've heard this before. If your dream doesn't sound crazy to someone, you're not dreaming big enough. And I feel that.
Yeah. Well, I feel like whenever I tell people my whole plan is,
they just couldn't see themselves doing it. That means you're on the right track. You have the right dream. If I said, oh, I want to be a manager at T-Mobile. Well, you can do that. I bet I could. I bet I could. But if I said I wanted to own it or be part owner of T-Mobile, they'll probably look at me like, what are you?
Exactly.
Yeah. Like I want to own multiple businesses. I want to be a mogul. I want to touch people, but I also want the last name of Dare to mean something. I want it to be prestige. I want it to be like when somebody says Adair, they know exactly. Like when you hear Tipton, Hilton, all these things, you know exactly what that is.
Yeah.
I want you to know exactly who the hell Thomas Adair was. I want to go down in the books as a positive impact on this earth. Like most people just, they take and take and take. I'm trying to give. I want to be that person. You heard of Robin Hood? Everybody's heard of Robin Hood. You take from the rich, give to the not so wealthy, I guess. I want to be that positive impact. Like, wow. I want to be just like Thomas today. I want to change. Because if my impact is as big as I want it to be, and if I can move multiple people to try and do the same thing, this world would be so, like, we would thrive. Like, I don't understand. Like what we talked about earlier, I just don't see how. I really want people to like sit back and think. Literally, if we all work together, like, there's a lot of talent in this world, and most countries are keeping it for themselves. But if we all work together, I really don't think people will even get it. Like, I just think about it. Like, phone companies. Let's do like this, phone companies. They break down that easily. They all have something unique about them. Whether it be the build quality, their software, their, like, literally, if they all came together and made one phone,
that'd be the greatest phone of all time.
It'd be the best phone ever fucking made.
Yeah.
Cars. If every Ford has a certain engine, if they all came together, Tesla, all of them came together and made one car, that car would be, that motherfucker probably float. Who knows? Like, that car would be can't even imagine it, right?
Yeah.
All the best architects in the world came together to create one thing. How amazing do you think it would be? Like, I really want you to think about this. Like, seriously, like, if we all came together and had one goal of making this earth, because we all share it, and we all might live in different places, but we all share one earth together. If all our goal was to make this the best place for generations to come, not just ourselves or not just our neighborhoods, not just our people, not just literally, if we all just focused on the next generation and making it better for them and their generation, how amazing would this earth be? How clean would the water be? What would the water, like, what would we use it for? What kind of different things would we come up with? Like I don't think, like, literally just think about that, like, how crazy it would be. Like, it's just mind blowing.
Okay, here's another question for you. What do you think? What exactly do you mean by make the world great, better?
There's so much division. This area is better than this area, or this area is a shithole, or this area is this and that.
Yeah.
What makes this one better than that one? We still human.
If it was great everywhere, you wouldn't notice how great it actually is.
Why wouldn't you?
Because if you don't...
Look where we are now. Look at the earth now. Look at how many species have died in the past 30 years. Look how our water supply... the earth is literally burning. Look how people value life. You mean to tell me if we all didn't work together to improve this earth and that was our only goal? You mean to tell me you wouldn't see the change? You wouldn't see how great it was? Now, generations after, they wouldn't see how great it is.
That's
because
what I'm talking about.
That's what they're used to.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
but
about.
You would still continue to try and make it better than what it is now. Now, but you would see the difference. If we all work together now, 20 years from now, you would definitely see a difference. You'd be like, oh, I can't even believe we had the USA and Russia, China. I can't even remember a time where we wasn't one. How amazing would that be? I feel like it would be like...
No, because the great thing about life and Earth...
Is the differences.
All, yeah.
I'm not saying you can't be different. We all have one goal. I'm not saying you can't
yeah,
be different. That's what some people will probably get the mix up. Well, I like being... Well, no. I'm not saying not be yourself. I'm saying you have a goal. Some people are literally goal is to control the world. That's why our army is as big as shit. Why is that? Exactly. But if our goal, we were all one. Shit, the U.S. is one, right? How many differences are here? We still coexist together. I'm saying with the goal of everyone having the same goal of just making this earth a better place for generations to come. Amazing. It doesn't mean you can't have your own unique traditions with differences and things like that. That's going to make the earth even better. You're bringing your differences to the table and we're working together. Most people bring it to the table and people shut it down because it's not like theirs.
Because they don't.
Exactly.
Diversity.
Once again, I'm just saying. If more people just opened their minds and just thought, like, hey, nothing, like, literally, you breathe the same air I breathe, why wouldn't I want to make it as clean? You drink the same water I drink, why wouldn't I want to make it clean? You live on Earth, I live on Earth, why wouldn't I want to stay on Earth? Why wouldn't I want to see it rot? You like tigers, I like tigers, why wouldn't I want to see them thrive? Why wouldn't I want to see these things?
Well, there's a lot of greedy people.
Fuck greedy people.
Like Brazil, the rainforest.
Mm-hmm.
You know that's being done by the government for money.
Well, guess what? Well, that's another thing, the government. We're all one government. It's all one. It's not even a government. We're all just one. What do you need to get rich for? We all bring everything to the table. It gets rid of all the problems that we have. Race to 5G. It won't be a race. It's a race to get it for everyone. Not the first who get it first. What country can control it first? Take it over first? No. It's a race to just to get it. Period. We'd be proud. Oh my God. There's nothing we can't do. As people, there's nothing we can't do.
Yeah. We're capable of doing anything.
We used to use doom buggies and horses. We got cars. That took a long amount of time to get to where we are now. But if we actually worked together, that gap would have been a lot shorter. But everybody's minds together, that gap would have been a lot shorter. All the shit that you see in movies, that's probably them projecting like 3,000 years if this earth is still here. It happened in the next 20 to 50 years. And I'll still be alive to see it. Hopefully. Oh, health! People's living. Like, how long they live? I'll probably extend more, too. See, great-great-grandchildren. Great-great-great-great-grandchildren.
That's already extended.
Oh, yeah. But once again, think about how long it took for it to extend. Oh, my God. We're getting married at the age of 13 to 15 because it's fucking dying age is like, what, 25, 30? Like, 25 now, hell yeah, that's that, alright. Like, shit. Die tomorrow, like, come on. Oh, we were talking about it. Me and my friends were talking once. What if we just got rid of guns and everybody just had swords?
It's like that in Ireland.
I feel like everybody should just get rid of guns.
They have, like, knives.
Yeah.
There was a girl in my high school who moved here from Ireland, and she was like terrified of guns. We started talking about gun control one day, and she's like almost in tears.
Well, some people just feel like if you just have there's plenty of places that have guns and they don't have mass shootings like we do. It's like because they respect guns. It's a privilege. Just like driving.
Well, here it's too easy to get.
Well, hell yeah. I'm just saying, like, it's everything else takes tests and shit to achieve. Like, you get your license. God damn, you gotta go through the test, the driving test. Like, come on now. Just do that for guns. Like, I literally can get a gun today. All I gotta do is now have a felony and have some money to get it. That's it. Nobody's saying get rid of guns. But you know how funny it would be if just everybody had just swords. Not knives, swords. Like swords. Like swords and shields. Like, take it back, old school. Like, you can't rob nobody with a sword. How do you think you
said? I mean, I would just run.
They can't shoot you in the back. Yeah, they can't shoot you in the back. Like, what, they gonna throw the sword at you? They ain't gonna hit
right.
you.
Well, then you have the little card, you know. You run, put it on your back.
You gotta find a chance, too. Just because you got a sword, what? It doesn't mean you know how to use it. Two, like, I can literally just push it. Like, it's still ways to get around a sword.
Unless you don't know how to fight, which would probably be me.
You get robbed 24/7 then. Beware. <no. laughs> It's a lot harder to kill somebody. Because if you go just like Pokemon, all they gotta do is move to the side. You need some talent. You gotta go to class for this. The fencing classes. Oh, yeah.